It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia Supreme Court Justice David Namias clerked for the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia in the early 90s. And in a conversation yesterday in his chambers at the state Supreme Court, Justice Namias remembered Scalia as a demanding but kind boss who, for all the controversy around him, wanted to get everything right. I asked Justice Namias what he learned from Scalia that he tries to bring to his own work on the bench.
Probably the two things are his incredible devotion to trying to figure out what the law says based on the written word and precedent, and to exclude every consideration of politics or personal belief. People argue about how successful he always was, but having worked with him side by side for a year, I think he was as dedicated as any judge was to that. And I have tried to do the same not only as a judge, but when I was a prosecutor as well. The other thing I try very hard to do is to be very careful about everything. And he worried about typos, and that's something I continue to worry about. And I think that's very important in judges trying to get things right.
You've heard, I'm sure, people say, well, he was one of the justices who let his personal convictions on social issues, for instance, enter into his decisions. How would you respond to that, especially when people cite the Obamacare decision, for instance? He wrote a vigorous dissent in that.
You can point to a variety of opinions, and he did, where his personal beliefs were squarely opposed to what he decided. One great example is anyone who spent any time with Justice Scalia would know he had no love of criminal defendants and people who violated the law, but he revolutionized a couple areas that are extremely favorable to criminal defendants involving the Confrontation Clause and sentencing, because he believed that's what the Constitution's original meaning was.
The Confrontation Clause meaning the accused has a right to confront the accuser.
Right. And he said, it says you have a right to confront, and therefore you have a right to confront. Courts that looked more at kind of balancing things had said for a generation before that, that it should be up to the court to decide, well, you didn't get to see your accuser, but we think the information was reliable. And he said, no, you get to actually see your accuser in court. So there are all kinds of areas where his view of the law, which was I'm just going to read the law and apply it, squarely contradicted what he would have done had he been an elected legislator.
Knowing him as you did, it was probably no surprise to you that he and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, for instance, who probably was opposite him on many of the major decisions of the court, were great friends.
He was hard not to like. I mean, he was incredibly witty, engaging, well-versed on everything from hunting to opera, and got along well with people, and had many friends who legally violently disagreed with him, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the best example of that.
He certainly liked them. Did he respect their legal opinions, though?
Oh, I think he respected their legal opinions greatly.
Because you read his dissents and you think, oh, he thinks they're a bunch of idiots.
His dissents, particularly in the later years, tended to be pretty acerbic. But I think part of that was his frustration at not always having his view of what's good for the country and the Constitution prevail.
Now the search begins for a new justice, and you can answer this as extensively or not as you like. There certainly has been speculation that should a Republican take the White House and Republicans keep control of the Senate and the nomination is delayed, that your name might come up. Is this something that you have considered or would be interested in?
I hear that kind of talk every once in a while, and it's very flattering, but it is not something I think is either very realistic or that I have any focus on. I'm very fortunate to have the position I have. I'm on the highest court in the state I grew up in and live in, and am happy doing this.
You wouldn't be human, though, especially since this is the seat held by the person for whom you clerked, if you didn't think about it a little.
That court has many things that are good about it and many things that I think are very difficult. And so it is not, as some people might say, that being on the Supreme Court of the United States is the greatest job around. I think the people who get
on... Justice Scalia seemed to think so.
I think the people who get on that court, having gone through the process, may enjoy it, but it is a very difficult process now.
But if a president came to you and offered it, you wouldn't say no.
It's hard to say no to anything a president offers you, but I don't expect that'll happen, and it's certainly not something that I have any focus on at all.
David Namias, Associate Justice of the Georgia Supreme Court, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, and appreciate your remembrance of Justice Scalia.